Could you talk about teaching immigrant children in school? It must have been rather difficult, wasn't it? Different languages?
Well, now the children spoke English. The parents spoke very broken English, but the children, you know, did real well. And I always taught the second grade, and the grown now, they're way up in their 60s and 70s, and I felt like one boy or one man lives next door. He's white-headed, you know. I taught in the second grade. I just felt like I had a part in their life. I had them in the second grade, and I taught them to write, and they, you know, could print when they came, but they, and it was just very satisfying.
School must have been much different then than it is now, you say.
Well, of course, we didn't have the colored children, you know. I think we had better discipline, much better. And when I started, we just had the one building, and the high school was in it, and the grades. But then shortly after that, we had the high school built. And now it's just sad to see it, because I think they just have about six grades up there, and it's all going down. And it was owned by the company always paid part of the salary, and then the county the other, you know. So they all made good salaries.
The immigrant children, were they generally good students?
Yes, they were. Very good.
They seemed to have an interest in learning.
Sure.
Why would you say that was?
What?
Their interest in learning. Did they see education as an avenue by which they could get ahead?
Yes.
They seemed to study a lot.
Yes.
And picked up real
very
fast.
Good pupils. Mm-hmm.
How you mentioned a high school a few minutes ago. Did most children from Lynch go to high school?
Oh, yes. They all, you know, went straight through.
How about college? Was there a college?
Yes. Well, there is in Cumberland now, the Lexington, or Southeast, you know, is part of the University of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. 2 years. They have a real nice college down there.